Just when you thought he'd dialed down the temperature just a little, former President Donald Trump has come roaring back into the headlines. On Monday, his Mar-a-Lago home was raided by FBI and he was loud and angry at what he called a weaponising of the Justice Department. But yesterday, he declined to answer questions under oath over alleged fraud at his family business, citing the Fifth Amendment, which allows individuals to remain silent under questioning to protect against self-incrimination. Earlier, New York-based journalist Harriet Alexander told me more about yesterday's proceedings.
So this is a long-running inquiry which was launched by the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James. And she has made no secret of the fact that she is very determined to prosecute Donald Trump. And as Attorney General, she's doing this in a civil case, which is essentially looking at his business and the way that that's been run, and assessing whether there was fraud, both tax fraud and fraud against banks, with claims that he made about the value of his assets, so about the value of his business, of his property, and whether he artificially inflated these numbers in a bid to claim financial benefits. And the latest of that was that on Wednesday, he finally, after much wrangling between the legal sides, he sat down for a deposition, but he only confirmed his name, and the rest of the time he pled the Fifth Amendment and said nothing at all.
So he pleaded the Fifth, and Donald Trump has been very disparaging about others who've used the Fifth Amendment in the past.
He has. And that's certainly something that anchors on news networks that are not particularly favourable to Trump, like CNN, they have pointed out extensively and replayed the clips of Trump over and over again, where he says that, you know, only mob bosses take the Fifth and he doesn't think it's a good idea at all. But actually, Trump himself on Wednesday noted that, and he said, no, I've changed my mind. I can now see that in certain cases, taking the Fifth Amendment is the right thing to do. And it's quite interesting seeing the legal analysts debate why Trump would take the Fifth. Some say that, you know, it's very unusual and certainly for a former president to do something like this because it makes him look like he has secrets. And others say, well, actually, any lawyer worth his salt is going to tell Trump to do this because he's so unreliable when being questioned.
So media was not present at the taking of this deposition, these questions. But what are sources saying is that at each question, he said, I plead the Fifth.
Yes, that's right. So the Attorney General's office confirmed that it took place, that the Attorney General herself was there. From what we understand, from what has sort of emerged from this, at the beginning, it started on Wednesday morning. At the beginning, it was fairly hostile because they have both been trading barbs in the media about each other. At the beginning, it was pretty hostile, but actually, by the end of it, when Trump was repeatedly saying, same answer, which was pleading the Fifth, by the end of it, they actually shook hands and it was relatively professional and amicable.
Did he make a statement outside of the deposition proceedings or issue a statement later?
So what he has been doing, which is really interesting, is that he has cranked up his fundraising and his rage machine to a whole different level. I mean, we are now all getting bombarded with text messages and with emails saying that this is all part of a massive conspiracy against him. And so we're being bombarded with requests for cash to help him to fight his legal battles, which he says is a witch hunt, which is being instigated by the radical left that he claims is now running the United States. And interesting, it's going to be interesting to see what he does next in terms of his own potential presidential bid, because some people are saying that he's so outraged by all of this coming at once that he might bring this forwards and declare that he wants another run at the White House.
And it's certainly inflaming his supporters and the Republican base. Any further developments arising out of the raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate?
Yes, absolutely. So we're getting more detail about this. We're also getting a very intriguing suggestion reported initially by the Wall Street Journal that the FBI was tipped off by an insider within Trump's inner circle, who apparently was worried about the security of these remaining documents in Mar-a-Lago. Trump is, you know, is apparently feeling cornered, and he senses that there is, quote, a rat within his camp. But this idea that there is someone close to him who said, actually, to the FBI, you need to be concerned about this because there's documents that are not perhaps safe in the property in Florida.
Just finally, coming back to the New York investigation, what happens there now?
So it's now up to the Attorney General, Letitia James, to decide what she wants to do next. She could decide to press a suit, which would then lead to a case being brought, or she could decide to seek a settlement, which would be financial penalties and perhaps Trump promising that he's going to change his ways. So the cards are now firmly in her hand, and we will see what she does next.
And that was New York-based journalist Harriet Alexander.